If you think preparing your latte takes too faffing long right now, just be happy that the coffee method that's having a bit of a moment right now gets started before you show up. Cold-pressed coffee, for it is he, all kicks off 12 hours before you arrive on the scene, when the grounds begin stewing in a bucket of cold water. Owen McCarthy of Filter Cafe in Cork made the case for cold brew to Caroline Hennessy amid the morning coffee rush.
Cold brew coffee is something very, very different, very new. What exactly is it?
Cold brew coffee would be, I suppose, huge in the States. So me being into specialty coffee, looking at all the scenes worldwide, like the European to the American to what's happening here in Ireland with specialty coffee. So the cold brew coffee is big in the States because it's, you know, they're getting away from the Italian frappe style, which would be mixing ice cream over espresso on ice, which is really not very nice and has been done, you know, here for a long time. But it's just sugar on top of coffee, which we're trying to keep the natural essence of the coffee. And that's what we do here inside in the shop. We've through two local producers, one from Dublin, so the two local Badger and Dodo and Golden Bean, and then Third Floor Espresso from Dublin. So these are, it's an amazing local product. A national product. We want to keep the essence of that, so we looked into using the Toddy cold brew system, which is very simple, American again. It's about 50 years old, and it's just a fancy bucket with a spigot. It's called Toddy. It's a trademark bucket from the States. So it's a double filter, and you leave your coffee or your tea in the water for from 8 to 16 hours. So we started doing a 16-hour brew, and now we're down to a 12-hour brew. So basically we do a kg of coffee. So the coffee we're using at the moment is the Badger and Dodo Pacas de Caldas. It's a Brazilian coffee. So we've decided to go with Central South American coffees because they're a bigger body. As it's doing and as it's brewed, it's just an easier coffee to take with, you know, to take with milk eventually if you want, to add the sugar if you want, or to do what you'd like with your cold bottled brewed coffee.
That's the thing. Once you brew it, just cold brew it, have it sitting in the water for your 12 hours, and then you filter it, and then you don't just pour it into somebody's cup.
No, well, we leave it in. By looking at different kind of ways of preparing it, we've come up with our own recipe where the 12-hour cold brew makes concentrate, and we dilute the concentrate then, and we're kind of looking into various ways of serving it. But initially, as it is, black, maybe a bit of milk, just to keep, as I said, the essence of the coffee, which is amazing.
The thing is, you're getting all the flavours of the coffee, and you're getting none of the acidity that would come out with heating the water.
Yeah, because it's there for so long, it takes about 40 to 60% of the acidity out of the coffee. So you've got a nice, smooth, brewed cup of cold coffee. So it's just a better way of preparation instead of throwing espresso over ice and sugar syrup and stuff like that and blending it together. Yeah, too much sugar is bad, you know that.
I can see your face is just screwing up with even the idea of that, Owen. In the States, they're not just sticking with the little bottles of concentrate.
They're not. A lot of places are doing the concentrate, and a lot of places then are moving on to like a cartons version that they add milk to. So we decided to keep ours black so we can add fresh milk to it here in-house just for longevity, because it does last up to 3 to 4 weeks when it's bottled, so it will stay fresh. In the States they're kegging it. So Stumptown Coffee would be the main guys that are doing that now. There was someone else, I think Kuvi Coffees, they originated the idea of adding nitrogen to your cold brew coffee, which is coffee stout, basically, in a way. Well, like, you know, it comes out
with no alcohol.
With no alcohol, it's basically coffee, but it comes out creamier. The crema of the espresso will settle on the top, and it will settle just like a stout does, so you can see it just forming to the top. So that will be something that we may look into. But, yeah.
It gives a whole new meaning to the word coffee bar.
Yes, yeah, yeah. We could have taps very soon. Watch this space. Yeah. Coffee's always changing. It's like specialty coffee. It's the third wave movement that is happening with specialty coffee, which is spreading more and more throughout all of the coffee houses in the world, where coffee's seasonal, traceable. It's just quality of products. It's people want to know where it's coming from. People are interested in the new flavors that are coming out each season for each coffee. We're in our kind of second season here in the shop, where coffees are starting to come back. So the next crop of a coffee can be quite similar, the exact same, or completely different. So it's really exciting watching the new coffees as the crops change come in. So where do you go with that as your base? It's always exciting here, because then you have your coffee and how the roaster, you know, makes it what it is, then brings it to us. But we then are the people that prepare it. So we have 8 ways of preparation here in the shop, small variants of each other through filtered preparation. Then the espresso preparation, which there are 3 choices. So that alone in, you know, in coffee is enough for now, and we've taken on the cold brew thing. So where it's going, I think it's fine the way it is right now, and I'll happily wait till the next crop of the next coffee. And there's loads of different things that just keep us excited all the time. So where coffee goes next, it's fine where it is right now.
Owen McCarthy brewing up a cold one, and you can track Cold Brew's appearances at Filter via Twitter, @FilterCork, or you could even make it at home. First, catch your spigot,